he sat back there and said, I've got to get out of here. The one thing I've got to do is take her out of this holy roller bunch, this shouting bunch, this stout bunch. Got to move her into a little higher bracket, you know, when you are the superintendent of schools. You've got a pretty big job. She just kept up there at the altar, stayed and stayed. You know how folks are when they go to praying good. Folks ain't got no burden to pray, can't understand it, and folks that have just like it. There's a division there. Amen. Glory to God. She went back and sat down with him an hour or two, and he said, that's this. He said, I think we'll change churches and go to the first. Not me, she said. I ain't going nowhere. I'm going back down there at the altar and seek God for the Holy Ghost. That's great. Amen. You know who was seeking the Holy Ghost the next night? He was. You know what he done for 2 hours? Saw the Holy Ghost. And he got up out of the altar and went to sit down. Somebody said, well, what do you think? He said, it's her. He said, I could tell it was out there. He said, I just didn't reach it, but said, I could tell it was there. You know he's got it? Speaks in tongues. You know what happened in Gary Edenfield's meeting last week? The Methodist preacher and his wife got the Holy Ghost done far, Grant Horton. You hardly ever hear of it. In Oklahoma, Gary Edenfield, Methodist preaching wife, got the Holy Ghost. We're saying you can have it if you want it. You can have it like the Bible said. You can have it if you want it. You can have it like the Bible said. You can't do it without the Holy Ghost. Jesus said it's expedient for you in John 16 and 7 that I go away to the apostles, to the disciples, to the best you had. And then the saved people in the world, it was them. Don't tell me the apostle wasn't saved. Don't tell me they wasn't saved. He said to them, it's necessary for you that I go away or expedient. For if I go not away, the comforter will not come. But if I depart, I will send H-I-M unto you. Called him in 9 times in 3 verses. Couldn't be salvation. That ain't him. Salvation is forgiveness of your sin. You get that when you accept Christ. Talking to the church. Wasn't qualified to go preach till he got it. Told him apostles, go ye and tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Hello. Wasn't qualified to go pastor churches, Johnny, or preach or nothing till he got the Holy Ghost and power. I tell you how you get it, standing in the choir. That's where I got it. You got to be standing in the choir to get it. You didn't get it, sir? Well, then you don't have to be in a certain place to get it, then. We're in a certain position. They were all sitting in one place. When the Holy Ghost came upon them, they wasn't even standing. Amen. Like as a rushing mighty wind filled all the place where they were sitting. Whoo, and old Brother Green down in Oklahoma said, mockers and those scoffers said, this thing cannot be real. Jesus answered them and he said, they act just like they feel. Well, they act just like they act, and they act just like they feel. They are full of the Holy Ghost, the Heavenly Father's seal. Well, see, right now, my message gone, Brett. That now I've got it all. I wrote down things there that they won't fit what I'm talking about now. Holy Ghost special! Surely, Lester's grandpa used to preach for me. Had the gift of tongues. Crossed the old Mexico border. Yeah, I know him. I wouldn't publish what I don't know for money. Went across the old Mexico border. Preached to them. Make altar calls. Never knowed a bit of that language. They would tell him what he said. Preach to them. Get them saved. And couldn't talk that language. Had the gift of tongues. Holy Ghost come upon him. I'm talking about Parnell. He's the one that crawled up in Dick Rogers' bed when he had the inflammatory rheumatism and turned him in a sheet. He said, Pornell, don't touch the bed. Don't touch the bed. Don't touch the bed. He said, don't do it. I'm bad, Pornell. I can't stand for folks to touch me. Pornell jumped up in the middle of the bed beside Dick on his knees and said, oh, God, I'm here till I rot. If you don't heal him, power of God hit Dick Rogers and he danced off the other side of the bed. Heal by the power of God. Don't tell me it won't work. You're going to have the Holy Ghost. I'm going to give you a leader that knows every back trail, thank God. He knows a trail around the enemy. He knows how to lead you when ain't nobody else can. I'll lead you into towns where they ain't look like a hope in the world to start a church. I'll build you a church. I have a notion to just have one of them Choctaw Indian running spells. He'll teach you. Folk think they know something. I'll send you back the Holy Ghost that'll teach you something. I'll give you a mouth that the gainsayers can't resist. They think what to say back to you. I don't sound important. I've never been. But I don't tell you what I preached a time or two. And I said I wish they'd taped that. I never had heard that explained before. Holy Ghost was on me and explained something right through my mouth. I never had heard that explained. You believe in the power of God and the Holy Ghost, son, helping a preacher preach. Holy Church of God, God's church, the Holy Church, the church the firstborn written in heaven, was gathered together. And the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I've called him. He knows how to run God's business. He knows how to do it. They was gathered together there. That colored man preached up yonder in Wichita, Kansas, on Blow, Wind, Blow. Did you ever hear that preached on? I've heard nearly everything preached on. I've heard the pig that got the permanent wave, that hog pen that the prodigal son waved bye-bye to. Pig that got the permanent wave. Folks preach on everything. You ever preach on a lost ball in the highways? God said, I'll surely violently turn and toss thee as a ball into a large country. So you plumb away, boy. You may be planning on dying around here. If you don't get right with God, I'll throw you from across the Atlantic Ocean unless you die amongst people you've never seen before and grieve your heart out. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost tonight. That colored man preached on the Holy Ghost, and he made that altar call. He got out by the altar at one end of it and hollered as loud as he could, and it tore the whole church up, filled the altar. He hollered, blow, wind, blow. You know what he's preaching about? There came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. Pow! No wonder folks go in the high gear with it. It'll just put a fire in you. We had pot-bellied home, bellied stoves at home in Oklahoma. We didn't have no insulation. Didn't know what insulation was, Roger. All I was a boy, the snow always blowed in the house. We didn't even have any things on the doors called threshold. Didn't know what there was. You asked what a threshold was. I said, is it living in the woods or flying in the skies or a den up somewhere? I wouldn't know it. I'm honest. I didn't know what a threshold was. We had no insulation. All we had was them cardboards and papers and stuff we'd taped on the wall, you know. You ready for one, Johnny? I'm going to tell you, we'd fill them pot-belly stoves up. Just had an old black pipe went up through. We put the roof on far more than once. Just call a friend for water and put it out. And we didn't have no fire departments in. Where we lived, they couldn't have got there in 30 days. But we'd get that old pot-belly stove breathing. You ever get one hot look like it's breathing? Just cherry red. Holy Ghost stand far. Sat up on each of them. And there appeared unto them. Now listen to me. These are saints sitting here. Oh, we've got a modern day bunch of trying to explain this out of existence till it disgusts me. I'm not a smart man. I never was a smart man. But bless my heart. Here's a bunch that watched him when he went into the clouds. around 500 witnesses. That's enough, ain't it? We could march. We could march. Not any more than 20 men or a little more, maybe 20 to be safe, or women that had lived to be 100 years old, and we'd have one walk across the platform and said, "I've seen it. I was there when it happened." We wouldn't have to have over 19 or 20 walk across here, lived to be 100 years old. One of them would say, "I was there. I seen the cloud receive him out of her sight." Now, he told that bunch, "Go back and tarry till you be endued with power from on high." And they're there now, and the Holy Ghost is falling. Fell on that freewheel over there in Oklahoma. Smoked tobacco, and his wife dressed bad. She didn't dress good, she dressed bad. And he is an ordained freewheel Baptist preacher. I took him to cement. That concrete's what we always call it. But if you look on your map, it'll be cement. But that's where I was born. That's where they didn't even put me on the birth certificate. I ain't on it. I found the other day it wasn't even on it. They didn't even put me down. That's right. But took him down with me on the street corner. I didn't know what the Lord's doing. I just freshly full of the Holy Ghost. People like that just love to interrupt a Bible study to shout. They did here, in this country here. I know they did. I preached on the street corner, getting my old guitar out on Saturday when the town was jam-packed. Everybody went to town. Right back out there and say, "You can live in a mansion here and ride in a limousine. Sit on a throne of majesty, go visit a king and a queen. But death will end your pleasures all if the God you've been unto. I'm a joiner to the glory world and I'm just as rich as you and got feeling like it. Bust it. No money, honey. Hardly any milk from a baby. Got feeling like as well off." I've had them ride out in the congregation, shout on the street corner. Holy Ghost. Power of God all over. Sat up on each of them. They appeared to them cloven tongues. That's split tongue. Like as a fire. Set up on. When I first got in, somebody jam-packed full of the Holy Ghost, jump up and meet me, go speak in other tongues, give a message from God. You could hear a pin drop. And I thought the judgment had come there. I couldn't hardly wait to get to the altar, although I didn't steal nothing. I went with them that stole. Although I hadn't lied, I went with them that lied. I was scared too. Fear of God was there. Fear of God was there. Amen? Glory to God. That colored man backed up there and said, "Blow, wind, blow." It come through there. Fell on each of them. Holy Ghost began to speak to him, saying, "Oh, brother so-and-so, didn't you do you wrong now? And that old sister over there, there ain't nothing to her." No. 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 I just wonder if the Holy Ghost is operating in a lot of churches. One of them got out home and said, "The Holy Ghost said me to tell you to shut up." I said, "It didn't do it." I mean, I wasn't talking. I mean, I when I heard that, I said, I wasn't there when that happened. But I know what happened. He said, "The Holy Ghost said, tell me to tell you to shut up." I said, "No, it didn't do it. Hit so well, man. Never said nothing like that." We do hear them speak in our own tongue. The wonderful works of God. 17 different nations of people. That old German looked over there and said, "Why, Eins, Wein, Zwer, Zwidif, this Ox, even is counting in the German language, and that's what that fella from Galilee is doing. And I know he don't know that. Why, Unos, Dos, Tres, Cuatro, that's counting in Spanish, and I know that boy don't know that. Or Kahoma Shikama Penny, we can't hold Kawali. That Indian there, he's talking stuff I never heard before. I mean, he ain't no Indian, that's what I'm trying to say. 17 different nations of people. Don't ask me why God done it like that. I don't run his business, but he's got us buffaloed with it, ain't he? Got the church world trying to explain it out of existence, can't do a thing with it. Methodist preacher, that's really, I guess Lord won't really talk about it. Methodist preacher's wife got there. That old free will went out on the street corner with me. I know nothing about how free will's had church. I know what I just prayed to. Come out of the wild bunch. I'm ashamed of the way my kin folks live. My mother and daddy's good to me. I know nothing about religion. Lord, man, I didn't know how to plan nothing. I wasn't planning on turning the power owner off or shouting with my group or not shouting when they... We ought to have 300 feet of this when I come here. I never thought about having to go so far with this. I believe I'm going to do her. I got out there. I said, "We have with us Reverend so-and-so, a free-willed Baptist brother." I said, "We're going to turn the service to him have him preach. He said, Jesus died. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Said, turn his horse back, Brother Moore. I didn't know nothing about it. I went in church in the morning, come out in the evening. Went in the evening, come out in the morning. Found a key in my ashtray on my card day. Bright looking key. I said, what's that fit? I went down to your church, stuck in the lock, and it fit, and that's where I went. Then. It fits the lock. They paying the bills, helped me in this meeting. I turned the heat on down there, just, you know, I'm a loner, you know that. Fit your key to your door. Hey, ain't my fault, son. I got the key. I give you the keys to the kingdom. Well, you got to use the keys you get, you see. I've been in services where I thought they had the key. I went to a camp meeting in Kansas City, and the old boy run the meeting, was in the bind. I was in the bind, was all in the bind, and he had a dream that night of locks, and it didn't have no keys. I dreamed all night about the keys. So we put the key in the lock the next day, thank God, and God helped us. Hallelujah. Bob Utter, Kansas City, Kansas, that's who it was. Well, I'm going to have to preach about the Holy Ghost a while tonight. Would you like to have a double hitter? 17 nations of them. We do to hear them speak in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. I got service over at Cement, and I wasn't showing off. I didn't know how to. As a baby in Christ, they don't show off very much. They just do like they do. And I got out, and the power of God come upon me. The power of the Holy Ghost come upon me. Ooh, I kicked that air and preached. Wasn't so hot, but it stirred that free will Baptist. On the way home, he said, don't you ever do me like that again. Don't you ever take me with me nowhere and show me up like that. I didn't know what he's talking about. I'm honest. I didn't know what in the world he's talking about. I wasn't but 18. He said, get me out there and you just preach like an angel and I can't even say nothing. He got mad at me because I done pretty good. Have you ever been in a meeting where anybody done that? She thinks she's smart because she sung good. She might have been anointed Holy Ghost. Huh? Hallelujah. Well, I got back to the home church. I was a Sunday school superintendent, a young people's leader, assistant pastor, and worked 10 hours a day, 6 days a week. It seemed like I needed something to do. We run about 100. Hallelujah. I loved it. He comes to church one night, and you know what I done? I preached again tobacco before 3 surgeon generals of the United States said it caused lung cancer. You get a whipping in preaching against it. Because there's folks talking tongue and show you they could and spit tobacco right on you. I mean, where I was at, they don't whip me, Grant. I mean it. But soon the Holy Ghost get a hold of me. Wham! I come through there again, knock that tobacco out again. I wasn't right, but the Holy Ghost did it for me. Go home, I say, you know what you said? Say, what to say? Say, you preached against tobacco. I didn't. Yes, you did. Well, I'll say. Didn't even know I did. I'm honest. I hit him such a blow till he said, let me hit that altar. Pray for me to get loose, Mr. Backer. He got loose from it. He said, I'll tell you one thing. I don't believe that Holy Ghost like you do. I said, you know, oh, you don't have to argue me about it. I ain't got time to fuss with you. Would you pray about it? He said, I will. I went off to hold a meeting 150 miles from there, Haskell, Oklahoma. That's where the man killed him while I was preaching. Shot him right through the groin and killed him right in front of me. Me announced it all the time. First chapter of Romans, what I was preaching from. Terrible time of trouble. We were right at it. I said, hey, look here. Here's happening right in front of me. Man whooped out a 357 or something. Whooped out right in front of me. Shot another dead right in front of me. I felt like the Lord, well, I didn't say he wanted to kill him, but I think the Lord knows he's going to kill him. And then people got to see fulfilling what I was preaching right in front of me. Well, that's a story told, and you're not down there. But if you come down there, I'll be glad to take you over. Haskell, Oklahoma. In the middle of Main Street that day, as I walked across it, here come that big old Free Will Baptist preacher. Covering about a yard and a half every time he moved his leg. He said, I got the Holy Ghost in fire. With the evidence of speaking in other tongues, Brother Moore, I've got it. And I said, well, let's try to get out of Miller Street before we get run over. He was going around Miller Street. Free Will sold him out. I love Free Will Baptist folks, but they sold him out. Hallelujah. Got the Holy Ghost in fire. You know his wife went on to and got it, went up there and held a meeting, and she got it. You can have it. If you want it, you can have it like the Bible said. It's for the church. Huh? It's for the church. 17 different nations heard them speak in their own tongues wherein they're born. Well, they said the ignorant, unlearned fishermen, they ain't never learned this language nowhere. They don't know nothing about this language. We got a bunch of smart elects in our world. They don't have time for the Holy Ghost in their churches. God can't move in their churches. They control the Holy Ghost. That's right now, Brother Johnny. Calm down now. Don't shout at me right now. We haven't turned the preacher loose yet, man. Now, calm down now, Johnny. Yeah, but I just feel the Holy Ghost cry all over. Can I be still? Yeah, well, let me go back in the prayer room and pray a while. I'll go off like this. What I just want to do is come on, folks. What I just want to do is land on people. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. You know why folks get filled with other things? Because they're empty. You get filled with the Holy Ghost. You say full of it, ain't nothing else you can get in there. Full of the Holy Ghost. We got a lot of people who need the Holy Ghost. They just simply need the Holy Ghost. Now I've seen some kind of characters get the Holy Ghost. I've seen the people that didn't believe in it and had fought it. But they was ignorant. God knew they were. And when they got honest and sincere before the Lord, got the Holy Ghost. My wife was a Polish girl. Babusha is her grandmother's name in Polish. And she came from Poland. And she was raised with a Polish mother, my wife was, and talked that language fluently. I don't know why she didn't teach it to her children. She didn't. You should, if you know a language, teach it to your children. But my wife didn't know nothing about holiness. Her mother was a Catholic. Most Polish people have to attend Catholic services in order to get masses. They can understand if they're Polish-speaking people. And you know, my wife didn't know nothing about God, like we know. Mother prayed on deeds and all that stuff, you know. But one night, she walked in with a girlfriend and said, go with me to church. And she walked in a holiness church in Oklahoma City, better than 40 years ago. And they talked about the power of God and the Holy Ghost. And isn't it strange that the Holy Ghost would appeal to a girl that was raised under Catholicism and know nothing about it? She had conviction to get saved, but she said she had a great desire for this that they call the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, it sounded interesting to her. She went down there and prayed and got saved and stayed down there till she spoke with tongues. And that old Christian Science woman sitting there up on that front row sat there and watched that, and that forever stopped her from being a Christian Science right there. When that Polish girl got the Holy Ghost in fire and spoke with other tongues that night, that forever changed that woman from being a Christian Science. She said there's something to what that woman got, the Holy Ghost. Do you have it? It's the greatest thing you could ever have in your life. My father passed away. I loved him like I love it. I'd give him arm in a minute. I'd give him eye, kidney, anything he wanted if it had spared him. I'd have gave him mine in a minute. I'd have shared my blood with him. I mean it. Sure, I mean it. But you know what? When my father died, it like killed us all, but you know, I had the Holy Ghost, and for 3 days' time, it come around me just like a kidney belt on a motorcycle rider, as near as I can explain. It just gripped me right around here and embraced me. I walked in it for days. But 3 days during the critical area when we was making funeral arrangements, putting Daddy away, my sister sat and cried and cried. And she said, I wish I could do like Lester's doing. Well, it wasn't me. But I'd go to the funeral home and look at Dad, and he had his face powdered, you know. And Dad never did wear no powder on his face, you know. These two, when they shaved, did powder the face after shave. And they had him powdered up, and I said, Ike, he don't wear no powder. Never did. Well, Lester would take it right off of him. I said, I wish you would. It don't look like my daddy laying there with that powder on him. You know, I could stand there and look at that. Always wished I'd have preached his funeral. Now, ain't that a song? You'd think somebody wasn't very broke up if you try to preach on daddy's funeral. But it wasn't me. It was the Holy Ghost. I'll send you a comforter. Ain't nobody else can reach it. Nobody else knows how to put your heart back together. When it looked like, listen, this has been the darkest year I've ever had, the one that just went out. I won't tell you, I ain't going to tell you very much, but I'm going to tell you one thing, and then we're going to tell the story. Right? I got to talk to you while I'm here. I want to talk to you. Mind me, I forgot I was going to talk to you already. I done forgot that you remind me that way. I want to talk to you while I'm here. Don't let me get away. I want to talk to you. But you know, devil come slipping around Oklahoma and said, he said, LD, he said, you know what you've been through this year, and you know how things is. I said, hold it. I know who you are. I know just exactly who you are. Tell me what you got on me. Tell me what you got on me. Get back with me. Rusty, now get back with me. I mean, I'm still preaching, Brad. Holy Ghost come upon me, embrace me, and I go back to Daddy and look at Daddy and talk to Daddy and sis that all was good. And all through it, when I stood the casket and said, Daddy, done the best I could. Done everything for you, my daddy's a particular man. Wore overhaul, but he owned a job ride. Lord, have mercy. If I welded and Daddy passed on it, I wasn't worried about the foreman. My daddy said it's all right. I didn't worry about nobody. Because he knows what it is. He's a good hand. That's the last thing I said to Daddy. Daddy, I done the best I could. Best job I could for you. Done the best I could with Mother. With my sister. I done the very best I could with them. Listen, just one reason I could take that like I did. Holy Ghost. You be careful. You won't get it. It's easy greed and you lose it. It's apt to shake a place. Huh? Holy Ghost. After the day of Pentecost, it filled more than one place after that. Place shook. Why, it shook just like that mountaintop did, Claudita. You know about Claude and the woman had a tumor of the brain, don't you? Claude took me one day to the mountaintop. And I'm sorry to be scattered. I didn't aim to. I take a text sometimes, stay with it, and then sometimes I don't take a text to wish you did, another time don't take a text. Glad I didn't! One day Claude took me to the top of a mountain between Kentucky and Virginia. Claude did. And he said, right here's where they had a tent pitch, Brother Moore. He showed me them leaves on the trees. When the hail hits that leaf so hard, it'll go right through it and it curls back up. In your mountains, it'll do it. And it'll look like it's just a leaf, but if you'll examine it close, you'll see there's a hole in it. That's where it's hail on that mountain. And it'll hit them hard enough to go right through them leaves. And he showed me some of the leaves. And he had a reason for it. In his church was a woman with tumor of the brain. She'd been to Nashville, and they examined her and gave her x-ray. Go home and set your house in order. We'll operate on your brain. That's the only thing to do for you, is operate and get that tumor out of there. So she come back to church and told it. Claude said nothing. He told nobody nothing. He went up there and pitched a little tent, had some boys haul him in and leave him. He said, you come back when you want to. Stay gone a few days, and the day you feel like coming back, no water, no food. Big Claude. He's big. I said, that's because you can get hungry when you're a big man. That's right, son. I can eat about as much as you do if I want to. But if you're a big man, you get hungry. Have chicken ain't nothing. Have pie, God. Sure, yeah. Praise God, man. We're sorry to have something. You know what? He said, Brother Moore, we set mountaintop through there 9 miles. Now, not as a crow flies, but like two fellas walking these mountains. One fellow said, if you level us all out, no telling, it'd make the state bigger than Texas. 9 miles, Brother Moore. God spoke to him on the second day of my fast and said, Claude, you go yonder and offer prayer for that woman on top of that mountain and return here. And I'll hear your prayer and heal that woman. Big Claude, bless his heart, was he here? He took off, walked and walked and walked, and got over there and come up the office storm, built him a lean-to under the tree and laid that. There's bars in there, there's stuff in there. Crawled under that, stayed all night, prayed. Next day he started back. This was the fourth day, I beg your pardon, coming back this fourth day. He got within sight of his camp, and here come boys in a logging truck from church. Big old flatbed, wasn't too big, but it was a flatbed, long truck, we put logs on it. And Claude was staggering, had the blind staggers. He said, I'd go away and fall, and go away and fall. And he said, they see me, and they got me, and said, help him up on the truck, said, we'll take care of the camp, we'll go get all of it. And they started to get it, and Claude said, I was up there on the truck, and God spoke to me and said, you didn't finish the journey. You didn't do what I told you to do. I told you to go there and return here. I tell you, somebody wonder why they don't get what God's got for them sometimes. You got to do it like he said. They had to tire. I don't care, Roger, if they did have bricks to lay and rocks to dig or wood to saw. He said, go ye tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. The whole world will lead it. They'll lead it all over the world. The church will have to have it to stand. You will have to have it to go through what you're going to face. So stay there till you get it. Back there, and I stood there and called, said, Brother Moore, I have witnesses in my church who'll tell you this mountain shook. I knew that it did, and they'll tell you it did too. And we come back here, the power of God fell. and the mountain shook on him. Paul Dealey, standing there right with him, told me that. Went back to church. That woman went back to Nashville. They said, now we'll run a few more pictures and get you ready for surgery. Run a few more pictures. Come back in. Said, we need to take you in here for consultation. Where have you been? What have you done? Well, said, I've just been to church and they prayed for me. They said, these late x-rays show no picture of a tumor at all. So we can't find any tumor in your head. Our x-rays here show us a tumor. These later x-rays show us no tumor. You're healed. There's nothing wrong with you. Go back home. Claudia, he's the man that caused that. And when I held Claude that meeting, children, he went down and knocked on the door. And a woman come to the door, had three children. And he said, why aren't you coming to church? Why have you backslid? He said, I suffered in the top of that mountain for you, Richard. I suffered in the top of that mountain for you. She cried. Tears went off her face. She didn't come. I don't know how folks can get so far from God. If you lose out with God and you don't get right with God, you can get in such a shape. So it's pitiful. But I'm going to tell you one thing. There's a lot of people backed out on the Holy Ghost. They backed out on the Holy Ghost. Used to use them. Used to use them. Backed out on the Holy Ghost. You know why I'm here? I attribute this to the Holy Ghost and the power of God. While at home in prayer, I had a vision. Only because I have the Holy Ghost do I have them things. And I saw a man in overalls. I didn't know who he was. The Lord hid his identity from me. Didn't know him. When I went to Culpeper up to L.D. Savage's, not every night, but many nights, asked L.D. I said, L.D., is a man in your church wears overalls? I don't know, L.D. Man 70-year-old got saved. I said, is he wear overalls? Said, I don't know, L.D. My plans went all to pieces. The Lord had me stay longer there. I was to be in Dayton, Ohio, Saturday night and Sunday. I called and told him I couldn't come. When I got here, I was sick. I went into David's house, and 30 minutes later, Philip Horton came. Walked through the door in his overalls. I said, that's him. That's a man. That's the reason I'm here tonight. It wasn't Philip Horton walking through that door with him overalls on, I wouldn't be here. And I'm not that important, but I'm just here. 45 years, the Lord has led me. I'm nobody, I know it, but I attribute it to the Holy Ghost. Leadership of the Holy Ghost. Amen? Driving through Prague, Oklahoma, headed into this country a few years ago. Wasn't high on money, a little low. The Spirit spoke to me. I attribute it to the Holy Ghost. Pull into the curb. I pull in the curb, and a fella coming down the sidewalk said, well, hello, Brother Moore. Where are you going? Well, I said, I'm going off to hold a revival. Well, he said, the Spirit spoke to me as soon as I seen you and said, give him a piece of money. I rolled the window. I had the window down, and he handed me the money. I was embarrassed to drive right off because didn't have no other business in the town. He got on down the sidewalk. I drove home from Virginia. How about that? I want to talk to y'all about the Holy Ghost tonight. You need it on the job. Holy Ghost is powerful. Mind reader, heart regulator, church guide. We got a guide with us. I don't worry, I got somebody who knows the country. I got lost in Colorado Rockies. I wish I had somebody who knows what they're doing. I like to go with people who know where they're going. I don't mind riding with them. Hey, you do the driving. You know the country. You know what? If I ever take one of them excursions back in there to hunt them moose like old Buck did, I'm going to get me a guy. I ain't taking no chances, Brad Harden. I want a man that knows that country. I'll send you a leader, a guide. He'll guide you into all truth. Amen? You won't get so mixed up you'll be trying to study your heart out on where the heart of a man is or how deep the bottomless pit is. I'll guide you in that Bible, and you won't be so mixed up you don't know which way is up or down. Ain't such a spook out of Revelation sound like the Holy Ghost don't know nothing about it. We got folks trying to outwit and outdo each other with the verbs and the nouns and pronouns and proverbs. Tell the Holy Ghost can't hardly show folks nothing. Slip you out of there before daylight. I'll lead you around that for them. They'll know what's happened to you. David said, let them fall into their own snare, whilst that I withal escape. They'll wind up in the pit they dug themselves, but the Holy Ghost will lead you around. Seems like I think it's working here right now, Johnny. Boy, then God knows how to help us. We can just get out there and get a hold of God. Holy Ghost can help us. Teach us and guide us and lead us. Deliver us. Holy Ghost. I'm here. I've traveled like that for 45 years. Stepped me in the back Sunday school room in Sand Springs, Oklahoma, when I was a young man, praying in the Holy Ghost. Spirit spoke to me and said, I'm sending you to California. My daddy's an old time man. Went by his house. Daddy said, I'm headed to California. 36, six cylinder Pontiac. Mama said, that's a long ways to go. There's old-time people. My daddy wasn't saved. He didn't know about God much, but he had done been around the power of God enough and watching the Lord work, and he said, don't worry about it. He said, if you like going, said, it'll work. I went out there, and you know, there's a church out there wanting a pastor, and I took it. Pastored that church a while. Went up to Riverbank and took another. I have a friend in the Assemblies, and they're good people. A lot of them are good people. I don't knock the Assembly of God. I'm not trying to build my name on someone's failure. But you know what? My daughter-in-law, sister-in-law belonged to him, and she said, Lester, you ought to come in with the Assemblies. I said, sure enough. Yes. Well, I said, I don't think I will. They asked me to, and the organization opened the door for me. Wanted me to. I never did join. I come back through town. She said, where you been, Lester? Said, I've been off out there holding some revivals here and yonder. It's a little rough. I had to go to Kansas City from home. The Lord said, after he healed me of that sickness and shut the money off, he said, you go hold some meetings. And me, I said, the Spirit's moving on me to go north. I can't tell you any more than that now. That's a hard way to leave home. But I went north. I stopped at Wichita, Kansas. Jeff said, God sent you. No, it didn't. I said, this ain't it. Jeff, I'd like to stay with King. I went to Kansas City, Artine Boulevard, went into church, walked in and sat down. Preacher sent a little girl back. Said, are you a preacher? I said, yeah, I'd seen him one time before in my life. Come up front. I went up, and he said, Mister, said, would you preach for us tonight? Yeah, I said, I will. I preached for him. He said, we've called Oklahoma. We wanted somebody from Oklahoma to hold us revival. Just had Oklahoma on our mind. He said, we couldn't get nobody. He said, there's a way in the world you can work us into your itinerary. To hold us a meeting? Only a meeting and a half. Yeah, I said, I believe we could work it out. I said, you couldn't start tonight. Cause, yeah, we can start tonight. Many are led by the Spirit of God. They are the Son of God. I'm not trying to establish the fact with you that I'm led by the Spirit any more than any other good man of God. But I'm saying to you, there's a Holy Ghost that knows every pigtail on the face of God's earth. I've traveled for 45 years. In Sand Springs, Oklahoma, I was going to preach that night. I thought it. Spirit spoke to me. I said, you leave town. Well, I drove out there to town. I said, I don't know what else to do, Lord. I said, I'm here, and you told me to leave, and I don't know where to go. I got out there and sat there a little bit, and the Spirit spoke to me in a gentle form and said, you go to Wichita, Kansas. Well, I went to Wichita, Kansas, and drove into the church lot. And when I got there, Jeff Utter standing out in the yard. Who is that? Little Jeff. Pounding around, shouting. Brother Moore said, we've announced a revival to start tonight by faith. We ain't even got evangelist. We need one bad. We trusted God to send us one. We want to start tonight. We started 4 weeks before we could get her stopped. Holy Ghost ever move on you, ever speak to you. You don't understand it? Who does? You don't even understand the English language, and I don't either. Why in the world did they make one word mean three different things? F-A-S-T means to go like lightning. It means fix so you can't move it. It means to do without food. Now, which one does it mean? It means all three. You hear the Holy Ghost speak to somebody, keep your mouth shut. If it sounds like it's saying the same thing, it's got as much right to have three definitions of one word as we have. Leave the Holy Ghost alone. Just hold a meeting in Kansas a while back. Missionary come to meet. Just come from India. Brother Moore said they speak 200 dialects right around where I'm at. And they speak many, many, many more than that, and then there's 2,000 of them or better. He said they get the Holy Ghost, them little Indians and them grown ones, and speak in perfect English. Here's some fellas went to build one time, and there's a rock, a cornerstone. They said, what could we use that for? It was disallowed to the builders. We'll never need that. It was like Becky's rock at home. Had a rock laying by the front door for years when Becky was a little girl. Oh, well, she's backed up a little now. She talked to her dad on the phone. She's going to get married for sure. Looks like she's going to go through with it. I don't know whether I can or not, but she's going to do it. And then her mother's done suffering. She'd get up on the rock. It made her tall enough to reach the door handle. Becky'd get in. I guess she'd done it 1,000 times, crawled up on that rock. I had a rock laying there. That made her tall enough. Did you see my rock laying? Yes, sir. That's the truth. It was there. Becky'd get up on the rock. It meant the world to her. It opened the door for her. It was her way in. See, if you're not careful, you do the Holy Ghost like the builder's done that rock. Chief cornerstone. You didn't have no need for it. You may have more need. He'll open the door for you. You know what happened to our church all the time? I don't want to worry y'all. How long is it? I don't know. I believe it's 9 o'clock. Did you know what? We haven't let the Holy Ghost work like it wanted to work. And let the Spirit move like it wanted to move. Until we grieve the Spirit and it don't work like it wants to work. Holy Ghost is real. It's real. It's real. You can have it if you want it. Holy Ghost from God speaks through you. That's one thing it does. That ain't all it's in here to do. That ain't all it's in here to do. Holy Ghost special. Brother, where's Parnell is here to sing it? It's just an old-timer, but he sung it. It's just an old-time song. He said, it's a Holy Ghost special. Better get on this train. Holy Ghost special. Better get on this train. He had sang that till it fell. Come and hold me meetings and sat out there with that gift of tongue beside that church. He wasn't doing it for nobody. He didn't know anybody anywhere near him. Sat there in a little old chair, leaned back against the building with that little mandolin, and that little round back mandolin. Sat there and speak in other tongues and shout and play that mandolin. He carried my mother up to the graveyard. The birds, they were singing when they laid her away. And he had sang. Then fall over on his knees in that grave and shout and speak with other tongues till they give out now. Come around the corner of the building. I'm a mechanic. I'm not smart, but I know something about engines. Did you know that? Well, I don't have to put the mic to engines for very bad. Tell you, rings won't hold nothing. You got to build it. But I'll mic it. I mean, I'll make sense out of it. But he said, Brother Moore, would you ring my old truck? He pulled his homemade house trailer from the old truck. Shouted all over the country. Holy Ghost, he said, let in. Went into churches that didn't want him, Brad. Drive up and get out and holler, glory, as loud as he could. Walk in and say, we ain't got no revival schedule. Well, that's strange. I felt that the Spirit spoke to me to come here. Ooh-wee. Holy Ghost make you bold as a lion and tough as one. Have one of the most outstanding revivals you ever heard of. He's just a stranger to people. He said, Brother Moore, would you ring my truck for me? I said, boy, I'll work on your old truck, try to help you. Took the heads off of it, you could put a buffalo nickel down inside that pit. I mean, it wasn't 10,000, 15,000, 40,000, looked like 175,000. I never seen such vibrating piston do the heebie-jeebies. I mean, any time a piston like that fires, you wonder what's knocking, it's a knocking. Bang, 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 right up there every time it falls. I never seen such. That thing had so much cone shape on that cylinder, there ain't no way that a rain could ever wipe the oil off. You follow me, gee, I just want you to know what I'm talking about. You know, I know you know that guy. What's your spiritual back of me so far tonight? I hope the power of God hits you, we won't have run spell. I don't care if we do, if it ain't in order in this modern-day church world. I know this church is not modern, but even if it's out of order, I wouldn't mind to get on the street corner again and see somebody in the Spirit dance around a while. I'm tired of seeing the drunks and the dope. I'd like to see the power of God on our people. I said, Brother Parnell, the thing's wore out. Honey, the thing's gone. That's how plain that was. I'm talking about a Holy Ghost man. Went in that church, knelt in that altar, whoop-hoo, whoop-whoop-whoop-whoo. My Lord, of all the shouting, just praying about an old Indian. You know, folks, they just get down a bit more about the job.
about the children, about the houses. What ain't true about it? Did you ever hear that song? A few years back, I remember some queer folks come into town, started holding meetings, stirred the country all around. Folks all mocked and scoffed at them, and I reckon that I did too. But you see, that was before the night that I prayed through. Well, you pray through. Say, have you prayed through about it? That's kind of strange language now. What do you mean, pray through about it? Pray till you know what God wants you to do. Hooked and shouted in there. So praying over that engine. I don't want nobody to come and ask me what he's praying over. I didn't. I changed it. Now help me, Jesus. Come out there in a little bit and said, the Holy Ghost said, ring it, Brother Moore. You boys that work on mine equipment, tell me you know something about it. We're completely, totally out. Only thing is new bushes, new bars, new engine, new shaft, new wheel, new what? That's just keep that thing with you. I said, the Holy Ghost said, ring it. Yes, sir, Brother Moore. I crawled under and took the panel. Took the rod down to the other pistons out. Put a valve job on it and put new rings in it. Have a bit of confidence in this world, this box. I mean, you can come up and down there. No way. Put the heads back on it. Went on and helped me the meeting. Closed the meeting out. 2 years later, seen Parnell. Brother Parnell, how's everything going? Just fine, Brother Moore, thank God. Brother, I said, how about the old truck? Don't use any oil on it all. I've had it all over Arkansas, pulling this homemade trailer. It just runs fine. There's something here going on. There's going to have to be something going on when God gets his church up out of the ground. There's going to have to be something out of the ordinary going on when God gets his church out of the ground. There's been something out of the ordinary going on ever since God began to raise the dead. Cast out devils and heal the sick, heal the blinded eyes, call men from the grave. Something going on. I will send him unto you. You get there, and when it comes, you know it. Why? Because you time. Now, the early church saw the need of the Holy Ghost more than the late church does. And the reason you do, now stay with me, preacher brothers, God love you. If some preachers, and maybe some in this building, I don't hope not, but they're so set on what they believe until they would fall out with the Apostle Paul. Because when he met those fellows and said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And he said, we've not so much as heard as whether it be in the Holy Ghost or not. He left sanctification out. Oh, he'd have been touched in some places I've been because he forgot to even mention sanctification to them. But the Holy Ghost was so important to them till he just preached the Holy Ghost to them. Now, he'd have been strung up in some places because he didn't... I know an old boy say he got sanctified and saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. They said, you mixed up. No, he ain't said, I got it. No, God said, no, you got saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. No, he didn't. He said, I got sanctified and saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. I want to tell you one thing, the premium is on the Spirit. And what the church needs is the Holy Ghost. No, I didn't say you weren't saved till you got the Holy Ghost. I don't teach that. But the dire need of a church that's to be spiritual. Hear the Holy Ghost. Cornelius is more holiness than most folks you'll meet. Give alms to everybody that needed help. And prayed continually. You couldn't hardly have a business meeting with him for him praying. Would you pardon me just a minute? I need to say a few words of prayer. Amen. And he'd pray a while. And you couldn't hardly get him loose from that prayer until he said, well, if you don't mind, I'll eat a sandwich with you, but I don't need to take over 15, 20 minutes because I'm aiming to have a prayer meeting at one. Did I tell you about that woman down in Oklahoma that went to church out there where Jeff Utter pastored? And this old boy come to her door, Brother Tatum did, and come up on the porch and she's praying. Well, instead of just sit down here in the swing, so she gets through, and he talks about these cattle here and this land and stuff, and he talks about. He sat there about an hour. Yeah, I know him. About an hour. Oh, glory to God. She's like that colored woman at Bristol, Oklahoma. You can knock on her door to give out. She wasn't anxious. She's praying. You can ring the phone. It can ring off the wall. She had never stopped her prayer. She believed in the connection between her and God so strong and real that she wouldn't let nobody get between. I couldn't help but envy her coming away. Well, Brother Tatham said, I'll go in town, take care of the business, come back and talk to her and get back. That's what he done. He come back. Same thing. She done got over on Gore Avenue, and she's in overdrive and a coasting. You can pray out of the miseries. You can pray past the aches and pains. Why don't get down here and get your leg under you and get to hurting? I want to move because it'll hinder the blood. It ain't hindering us a bit. You're the one feet hold on. Get that leg out from under you. Get up on your feet and get your circulation again. Ain't no use getting down there like you're going to have to go through an operation. Get steady. I mean, if you're tired kneeling, get up. Walk around a while. Ain't no use being immediately worshiping God. I've seen folks go to shell. Well, hold it here. What gear are you in? Went down there to Texas, preach a meeting, a sinner woman come to get saved. Here come another down there, grass, and got down there. Oh, she wasn't praying with her at all. She ain't sick. She ain't got no headache. She's sorry for her sins. Let her cry. Leave her alone. Just pray for her. Get down here and get all broke down seeking God and go to trying to pull them up and tell them they'll get better. They'll get worse before they get better. They need to pray too. Tony, they need to pray too. Oh, your name ain't Tony. I forgot. I can't remember. Was it Tony? Forgetting. I thought your name was Tony. Who? Manuel, I know it's Tony. Manuel, praise God. Let the Holy Ghost work. Now we'll forget that crook come to my meeting. You know what? He done helped me and took the money and bought beer with it. He done it. Big old preacher. Scary looking beast. Truth. Little old woman about 5 foot tall over there, weighed about 97 or 100 pounds. Power of God come upon her. Holy Ghost. Round and around she went. Headed for him. I know what just happened. That big thing got up and run down through there and crawled back to them seats and got away from her just like running from a rattlesnake. God had his number. Holy Ghost is working. Well, I don't want to get too tight on you, but if you don't God's Holy Ghost, you can't buy it with your pocketbook. One old boy said, give me this power. And he offered the money. Whoop, he just got saved, and I thought the Apostle Peter was going to knock him plumb out of the church. You talk about tightening up on a man. Thou art in the bond of iniquity, in the gall of bitterness. He put money in his place to think you could buy this thing with money. He ain't like, y'all know what I'm preaching on? Holy Ghost! She'll speak to they said, if I'm flat on my back and I'll get it, I'll never get it. I was there and she's got a gesture. That's his head. Flat of her back. Decent, but flat of her back. You can't legislate the Holy Ghost. He's seen that Holy Ghost power falling. His billfold always worked. He slipped his billfold on it. I ain't asking my preacher, brother, but I know a few preachers across America, the billfold whooped him plumb out of it. Amen. Old Brother Delancey had a Assembly of God church, and he is a good man, but one morning, I don't know why folks don't sit over a bank, or if you're down home, you wouldn't now. We lost 36 banks last year. You wouldn't get excited over a fellow didn't have no more sense than they did about loaning money. And I know what I'm talking about, too. Bad papers, what run every one of buddy-buddy business, loaning money. Ain't that what holy preacher know, and you don't think you know nothing? All I'm traveling on, honey, is the Holy Ghost power. That's all I traveled on for 45 years. How much? Yes, God can't be bought with money. You can't give no money to get it. You have to give up something to get it, but you can't get money and buy the Holy Ghost power. But the greatest power under heaven, and there's nothing any better than the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost come upon you, do a world of good for you. Straighten out things in your heart, in your life. sound a little different than some folks. Now, I believe in holy people. But that's no boy down home. He seemed to think after he got the Holy Ghost that he'd never have to move up no closer. I don't think he feel on the clean temple with the Holy Ghost. I don't believe he can smoke and curse and all that stuff and get the Holy Ghost. But there's a little road to walk after you get the Holy Ghost. There's some more growing to do. I got was too young. I couldn't have got all that growth overnight. I had a lot of things. But are you willing to let the Holy Ghost lead you? He is sent to do what in the world? Tell everybody they all look beautiful just like the others. Do your own thing. All roads lead to Rome. Huh? Holy Ghost sent to say, you're a good-looking bunch. You just want to do like you do if anybody else had to do what they do. No, not God's Holy Ghost. Reprove. Do you like that? Ooh. I sat in the table eating the fellow the other day, and his wife reproved him. But she's right. It hit him so hard, it hit me too. I felt so sorry for him. He bowed his head, and I bowed mine. We neither one could think of anything to say. She is talking, and he just rode right over her, talking, interrupted her. You know, we weren't blessed of God to have ill manners. That's just us. And she said, I was talking, and he stopped. And after a while, she said, honey, go ahead and say what you're going to say. He said, I've been rebuked, and I can't talk. Holy Ghost was sent to reprove. Or what? Now, you don't brag on me. You don't do right. Like the Holy Ghost told me when I spoke sharp to my father-in-law. Years and years ago, that makes sound like I ain't never done it since, because he's gone, but years and years ago is when it happened. And I spoke too sharp. What I said was so, but I looked too rough, but you know, like, get out of that house! Well, I mean, you may say that to old hound, but they don't use talking to children like that. You can say, get in the house. You know, as I'm just illustrating, I was a little too sharp, and the Holy Ghost struck me. So look out. Look out. You're talking too rough. I said to him, I'm going to go back to Father. I said, Father, oh, don't do it. He's real hot-headed, high-tempered. Oh, he come out of a high-tempered bunch. Turn the water on the biscuits in the sink and melt them all. Hot-headed. I said, I feel convicted. The Holy Ghost is dealing with me. I said the wrong thing. Holy Ghost has proven me. You can get by that. Others may, but you cannot. Others may, but you cannot. You're not others, you're you, and I'm dealing with you. I'm not dealing with others, I'm dealing with you. It's your end of it now. That's what the Holy Ghost said to me. I went back, Don. He's hot-headed. He's fight. I went in. Arthur, you're my father-in-law. I'm trying to go to heaven. I don't know. Set my feathers. I stout. Young man, wasn't nothing wrong with me. The Holy Ghost approves young men. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I said, I spoke too short to you. I don't ask you forgiveness. Now, B just started to go wild because she knows it. Shut his head. He said, you're right, boy. Yeah, but I said, the Lord dealt with me. I talk too sharp to you. That's too sharp. That's too sharp. I want to go to heaven, and that's too sharp. The old man broke him. It broke him. Squeeze, buddy. Squeeze, buddy, till that night the great surgeon said he'll live. Don't worry. And as he walked away, the Lord said he'll die tonight. I said, being I told you all my, your father died tonight. Well, Lester, the doctor said, you're right, I can't help it. God told me to die, and he died that night. But because his wife, my wife, she asked me to go to him. I loved him. He loved me. I said, I'm not the one. You're the one. She went to her father's bedside and said, oh, Daddy, you're dying, and you're lost. He said, oh, God, save me. Have mercy on me, a sinner. Have mercy upon me and save me. You know God done it. Before the gray dawn of another day, he is long gone and been gone ever since. Come and reprove the world. You know what you need sometimes? Somebody to reprove you. You go down to the doctor and something wrong with you. He puts you on a diet and you go back down there in a month. He say, you eat the diet? No. Now some of them old hard-headed doctors where I come from say, if you ain't going to do what I tell you, stay out of my office. I've got people to doctor on. They ain't got time to fool with you. Some of them's that hard down there. They got good business. We'll take it from them. Tonight, if you want the Holy Ghost, be willing to let the Holy Ghost jar you just a little. You can't do that no more if you get the Holy Ghost. You can't keep that if you get the Holy Ghost. You can't talk like that if you get the Holy Ghost. You can't walk like that if you get the Holy Ghost. I mean, let the Holy Ghost deal with you.
I won't tell this to stop. I haven't preached that good. You deserve better. You deserve better. I wouldn't blame you if you didn't know it. You come off and just go home and pray at the house. Just wore out. I love you. But you need the Holy Ghost. For 45 years, I could tell here till daylight and further on what it's done with B and I, how it's led us around them traps. Around them traps. Had a fellow down home work for a fellow with his cattle. And he is hot-headed. And he beat one of them animals till that thing died over that beat. He beat. And the owner come out there and found that dead animal and said, well, reckon it's got the black leg. Said, I just nearly know that's what it's got. That's what killed it, the black leg. They skinned that animal. It seemed to look like bruised flesh and stuff. Said, it must be the black leg. Yeah, I said, we'll have to vaccinate the whole herd. They got them all the pen, vaccinated them all for black leg. Wasn't the black leg, it's a beef leg, thought it was, but he vaccinated black leg. One day, the Lord knocked on his heart. You know, God's searching what some folks think it is. God's going to take a people to heaven that's washed as white as a driven snow. Huh? Coming back out to church without spot or wrinkle. Any such thing. That's just what he's coming back after. I can't help it. That's just it. He went seeking the Holy Ghost. Oh, here's a big way of seeking the Holy Ghost. People couldn't understand why the wind left his sails. They couldn't understand why the air went out of his balloon. But all of a sudden, his prayer calls to just fizzled. I wondered, I don't know. But I've been where it's going good, and the prayer just fizzled. And you look like you robbed something or stole something or something. Don't fail to praise and be like now. I don't know where I was. Got up out of the altar. Spirit done spoke to him and said, you go tell that man about them cows. He went and found them. Worked for years ago. Yeah. You know that cow died, you know, thought it had a black flag and vaccinated the whole herd. He said, I beat it to death. You what? He said, I've got religion that I prayed and sought God, and I've got forgiveness, and I've come to pay you. Fix it with you. Anywhere in the world, I'll do it. I'll help you. I'll fix it. Huh? He said, what do you say you happened to you? He said, I got religion. I prayed. God saved me. Well, he said, listen, that's been years ago, and that's done past, and we've lived over it, and you just forget it, will you? You know God gave him the Holy Ghost on the strength of that. Give him the Holy Ghost. Well, he'll guide you in all truth. He'll bless you and lead you. You need the Holy Ghost, children. You get saved, get delivered from your sins. You need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Ghost. So we're going to have all service. And I'll just preach the best I can to you with these scattered remarks. You deserve better. But look, if you're here without the Holy, I don't care how old you are, why, Sister Day, do you remember, Ralph, we preached that camp meeting together at South? Was you there the other day come from Georgia and they brought us them teachers? Did you and that meeting with us then when they brought them big teachers to us from Georgia? Well, anyway, she is 80 years old and she come to camp meeting. Just got the Holy Ghost a few days before she got there. 80 years old. Lord, let her live about another year until she's on the glory. Let her stay here long enough. Timmy's got the Holy Ghost here tonight. I wish she would have. Look at that. Timmy would like to have. Raise them on. Don't be saying. Hey, look at me. No, wait a minute. Now, y'all put that down. Look around now. Timmy's got the Holy Ghost. Well, now, why would God give all these others the Holy Ghost and not give it to you? That's a good question. That's a sound question. Ain't nothing wrong with that question. I want to encourage you. You that raise your hand that don't have it, you can have it. Just like Jesus got it. Do you believe it? Let us all stand. And while they play a number, I just preach about the Holy Ghost. So I think it's only fair to you. I give it. Now, I don't know how to baptize folks. I never have learned that. I slap them in the back. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You friend, good brother, you feel like encouragement. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But I don't baptize folks. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I've laid my hands on that scripture. That scripture. But I don't necessarily mean that you'll get it when we touch it, but it could mean you will. It all has to do with you.
Amen? If it's a free gift of God and God has promised it, it's not his fault you don't have it. It's not the church's fault that you don't have it. Let's put it where it belongs. It's your fault that you don't have the Holy Ghost. And let's acknowledge that and come before God and be what? Look, don't come down here and take the Holy Ghost a while and get up like all night. It's a horrible, I didn't get it, and go home discouraged. That's not well, it's what we're trying to do. You come, take the Holy Ghost. If you get it, fine. I want you to have it tonight. But don't go away discouraged. Remember, it's for you and your children, those that are near and those that are far off, the Apostle Peter said, so you can have it. Settle that in your mind. You can have it, and you could have it tonight. But I'll tell you one thing. If you don't get it tonight, just leave saying, I'm going to keep on praying. I'm going to hold on till God gives it to me. Don't get to mulling grub. Say, I can't get it. Yeah, you can. You don't have to be smart. You don't have to know a foreign language. All you have to do is be saved and yield your life. You can get all right. Those that would like to have it, lead the way, and then I want these others to come in and help you.